can stand here at Radio Liberty, coming here from the hills overlooking beautiful Surat Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news, behind the news, the story, behind the story. This is Dr. Stan here, coming from the hills overlooking determine what the future will bring.
Every government, every household. So, yeah, it's going to have a tremendous impact as it continues to rise.
All right. And then the other thing that is disturbing to me, and, of course, the market is down below 10,000. It doesn't seem to be bouncing back very well. It's very obvious that...
had broken through $8 an ounce. Attractive when people are looking for an alternative to their.
shifting oil, you know, in dollars, begin shifting over to the euro or to the gold dinar or something else. But it would appear that the 150... Well, I know that if you read what Alan Greenspan says, and I'm
effectively wipes out the middle class.
As this thing accelerates.
Well, we're told about all the jobs that they interviewed on 60 Minutes. Of mass destruction they may have had, they never would have used them on us. They wouldn't even use on our troops when they were advancing. If they were such a threat, why didn't they use those troops? They were scared to death to do anything. That was the last thing they were going to do. And I believe our leaders knew that. I believe that they went in there for an entirely different agenda. And I think that...
heavily into silver. In fact, I sold my house and put all the money in silver and gold. That was back in August of 1978. From 176 to
thank you.
And they're not written. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Lift. Gold backing. Nothing to worry about.
Different.
Commandments, at least that's what Gorbachev calls them to repeat. There are not going to be any great new jobs. Thank you. has to do with the FTAA. This is the Free Trade of the Americas organization that's being set up. That we will just expand NAFTA. And this is part of the environmental movement. The Code of Protocol came out of the Second Earth Summit in Rio de Janeiro, was held in 1992, and you'd never guess who the Secretary General of that. It was a fellow named Maurice Strong, and of course Maurice Strong is one of the three writers of the Earth Charter. Are you acquainted with that, Lorna?
Yes, I am.
Between nations, and that's really the basis of what is going on today. That's why back to Russia and begin Africa and increasingly freedom towards an all-powerful centralized government. Ron, of course, you're on the front lines of this battle and advising people, or people call you and get your advice. What do you think people ought to be doing at this time? Should they wait and see if gold and silver are going to go lower? Should they be investing in T-bonds? Should they be investing in the stock market? Should they be investing in gold and silver stocks? Should they be investing in overseas currencies? What should people be doing? Because, of course, in the final analysis, we recognize that our reliance is going to have to be on God, but it would be foolish to allow everything we've worked for all of our lives to be destroyed if they destroy the value of our currency.
Well, once a person understands what's really going on with the monetary system, and it really doesn't take a rocket scientist to see that the dollar is being repudiated throughout the world, and it's not a process that's going to end anytime soon. We're a long way from the bottom. So then the question becomes, in that case, how do I protect myself? Well, everything people have invested in their whole lives has been paper assets, either stocks or bonds or CDs or T-bills or even real estate, believe it or not. You know, unfortunately, you know, you hear the saying all the time, they can't make any more real estate. Well, that's true, but the real estate market really is more of a mortgage market, and that's, you know, 80 or 90% of all the real estate is probably mortgaged to the hilt now. So it becomes very vulnerable to the fate of the dollar. So that being the case, what has served people throughout history is you have to learn to get out of the paper assets that are failing and get into tangibles, and historically that has been gold and silver. And so I really believe that the best way to protect yourself is to get into gold and silver. And we're not going to be smart enough to pick every up and down, so you, like I said in my letter, and I say every time I talk to someone, take your position. The flight into gold and silver is accelerating. Thank you. Yeah, they hoard massive amounts of silver, and as they become to keep them from seeing the downplaying gold and its its effectiveness. So yeah, it's obviously an orchestrated media play to play a psychological warfare on anyone that might threaten or see getting out of the dollar.
Well, I remember Professor Carol Quigley, who was Bill Clinton's mentor. He wrote a book called Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, back in 1966, and I got one of the original copies of that. Very soon, somebody came in, bought up the publisher, Macmillan, and destroyed the plates to the first half of the book, so it couldn't be reprinted, and we actually have an interview with Professor Quigley where he tells that story. Professor Quigley was a very liberal college professor. Page wrote, in addition to these programs, International Settlements of Basel, Switzerland, a private bank owned and controlled by the world's central banks, which were themselves private corporations, and each central bank sought to dominate its government by its ability to control treasury loans, to manipulate foreign exchanges, to influence the level of economic activity in the country, and to influence cooperative politicians by subsequent economic rewards in the business world. And that's exactly how they do it. They buy and sell our politicians, and when they leave politics, they get a nice job of working for a bank or working as a lobbyist, or they're well rewarded for their treasonous activities, which is why I like to say that back in Washington, D.C. today, we have... They're the ones who sends their sons off to fight in foreign wars created by the elite, and it's about time we took America back and restored our Republican form of government, and I don't mean the Republican Party, but that republic where we recognize the government of law. Thanks for our listeners today, and maybe you could put out your telephone number.
That money is the way they do it. Do you carry the book, The Creature of Jekyll Island?
Yes. I would not believe them at all. And then look at this now. Managers have gone to prison, and they're... Thank you. said, well, I don't know what she said, but New York Stock Exchange, I think his name was Grasso. He got...
dramatic drop here in the near future.
I got a feeling.
People are going to have to get more aggressive. They're going to have to spend that right down the primrose. We just have to try to
understand what's going on and cultural, economic, financial bank. Thank you. check out the reference. Quotations were read by Adolf Hitler. This was all done for a specific purpose, and that is to inflame America so that when the war does come, there will be nobody. That's 1-8. Why we won't do Convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. And your children has the same disease. Thank you. $3,000 max bonus.
From chemical attacks by Iraqi forces and other bombings by Allied forces. So you're right in the ballpark, Dr. Stan, with 130,000 exposed combat troops.
I'm going to let you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, if they do not know who you are. And, of course, then we'll get into this so-called thing of the Gulf War illness. And the only thing the government really has said that's true is there is no one single cause for the Gulf War illness. And that's absolutely true. But, you know, it's a half-truth, and a half-truth is no better than a lie. There is not one cause. They know that there are multiple causes. And they know that part of it was a great experiment on our servicemen, but they can't admit that because if the average person realized that they're experimenting on the American public, and of course many of them are going to die as a result of it, why we wouldn't get people to be willing to go overseas to fight in our wars overseas, wars that we never seem to cry to win or fight the right way. Go, pick up the story from there, Will.
Yes, I'm an investigative journalist. I've been at my craft for more than three decades. I've won four major Canadian awards for my work. I specialize in covert military operations, such as the matters we're discussing tonight, as well as health and the environment. To the Gulf with a friend of mine on a mission of peace and multiple simultaneous vaccines that felled so many U.S. troops, even those who did not leave the continental United States for the Gulf. Did not. I was exposed, I'm imagining. Nobody knows. The low figure is 15,000, and you can. For their country and gunned down mercilessly in on a place that I found to be open desert, no place to hide. The bodies had been buried in mass graves. Iraqis fleeing the country, also by Pakistani guest workers.
Column. How long was the column? would not have happened. And this was also newamericansentry.org. That's newamericansentry.org. And go to the
U.S. Marine Corps. The medical thriller part of that book is the anthrax vaccine, which takes about 2 years to numbers and shipping dates are provided. Like symptoms, worse, and shortness of breath. We're seeing this in places like Afghanistan, Kosovo, Bosnia. Populations were not exposed to the vaccine.
Of course, we've lost about talk about the 100 or more that have been killed in Afghanistan, and then they talk about the and I've only seen one reference to this. Thank you. liver question, there may be another 100,000 or 200,000 that have not been able to get through the bureaucracy. They'll acknowledge that over 10,000 have died, and there are figures suggesting it's 2 or 3 times that much. At least this was Dr. Garth Nicholson has said, but you're not hearing about that. It was a massive experiment on our boys. But they don't dare let the American people know. Why don't we talk a little bit about the mycoplasma? Because I think it's so important for the American people to understand this is a genetically engineered organism that has a molecule from the shell of the HIV virus, human immunodeficiency virus, on the outer shell of this mycoplasma.
They said, oh, Jake. I do have this.
I'm already going to the VA hospital, or as they say in the article. And, of course, I hope that they will not end up like so many of the... ...with the name of Jay Rockefeller, and you can get that report... Just a moment with Will and experiments, and this is also covered in that book.
And this was an illegal adjuvant banned by the... It wasn't good enough, however, the medical people working on this... increased immunity against anthrax. Well, what happened was the Mycoplasma fermentans was not attenuated or killed in these vaccines. It was live. It infected the troops, who in turn returned home and infected their spouses and gave this to you. Multiple sclerosis, chronic fatigue. Behind AIDS as well.
No, well, let me explain that. chronic fatigue, or so many people with chronic fatigue, probably 60 or 70% AIDS of all.
I'm talking about the HIV.
And I believe they're a direct result of some of the experiments that were done, some intentionally and some unintentionally, but there is no question at all that AIDS, as we refer to it, this disease complex is genetically engineered because it has a predilection for blacks and Hispanics, much more so than whites, and of course it is... As you say, the mycoplasma is put in think of the lawsuits there might be, and of course, even though you can't sue the government, what
years.
animal diseases into humans and human diseases into animals. There's Germany. No concerts.
We have, as you mentioned,
if you want to get more scientific studies on this, I can... Well, this is Dr. Steve.
Warning about this since before the incident. Hot zone. It's also the site of an open air concentration camp run by radiation. That war. Children born generations hence.
We've been talking about depleted uranium because this war, and I fear, is devastating them. Could you explain?
40% to 60%. Hits armor or any hard target, 70% of it. Where we have some of the very highest groundwater contamination.
Just to go to the Royal Society, the British Royal Society, which is an impartial group, and they've done studies on this. Goes into that extensively, and of course, if you get. Government is saying there's absolutely no. Rocky, who was assigned the job of decontaminating the American vehicles after the first Gulf War, and he said there's just the war, but
to the
radiation poisoning, they are finding a new form of happening is the United States of America is using hardened uranium, so-called, another more lethal form of uranium, combining it in their DU rounds to disguise so-called depleted uranium, much more toxic than
getting that article when you have a chance to get it off to me. Telephone number and website. Really a great book. And it's really three books all in sorts of investigations and income tax, just to simply tell the truth. And said, what's going on in here is humane.
Home and have a look at my other books as well.
But I think this Gulf War illness is so important because what it has done is introduce this genetically modified mycoplasm into the general population here. We have probably a million people with chronic fatigue syndrome here in the United States, and probably another million or 2 million with fibromyalgia, and these diseases are communicable.
I want to emphasize, if I may, that when we're speaking of at least six sites that.
Thank you. Agency when it first appeared back, I think, in...
I asked myself to play like understand it. And to me, I'm a Raven recognizer. Sickening photographs we keep seeing out of Al Ghraib prison and the other revelations.
State Senator who held hearings on the Gulf War. Discussing this publicly, I think he was afraid to, but he suggested and he told his secretary to tell me. The entire nation, because it was so expensive to produce it on our copy machine and make it available. Obviously, there's a darker. Three more minutes, and then we'll let you go. Here at Radio. Dan and our guest this evening is Will Thomas, author and anybody. anybody else. I know he's got amazing information, but right now... according to... America. We're fighting the terrorists over there. Oh, terrorists? Oh, we're fighting the Iraqi people who... Thoughts you want to leave for our listeners?
Yes, I'm upset and embarrassed to say that the victim is dead. There will be retribution for it. As I did during Vietnam.
We're seeing the video. Our video, Iraq, the Untold Story, and you can get that with a syllabus, which will give you all the documentation to point out that all of the wars of the last century... In 1917, the Americans were completely... Thank you. financed Adolf Hitler, how the English source of his power and the people